Tonight's Shir Simin Kuf Nun Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel Hilchos Beis HaKnesses The Halachas of Shul Simin Kuf Nun Binyan Beis HaKnesses V'Shir Gevoa. The construction of a shul and that it should be tall. Sif Aleph Koifin B'nei Ha'ir Zeh Ezeh Lifnois Beis HaKnesses. City dwellers can force each other, members of a kehila can force each other to provide the funds to build a shul. V'liknos lehem Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, and to purchase Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim. V'amor eres v'ayin le'el simenun hei im koifin zezeh lisko lehem minyan. Back in simenun hei we discussed, do they force each other to come up with the money to make sure there's a minyan? And over there we talked about, not on weekdays or Shabbos, for Yom HaNeroyim. And Yom HaNeroyim, if they had eight in the shtetl, they could force each other to come up with money to bring people in to make sure there's a minyan for Yom HaNeroyim. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Alf, Koifin V'chulu. Zeh L'shoin HaRambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Alf. This is the language of the Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Tefillah. Chol Mokom She'yesh Bo Asur Me'Yisrael. Wherever you have 10 Yidin, Tzarech L'hachin Lo Bayis, you have to repair a building, Sheikansibul the tefillah, where you can come to daven, bechol ace tefillah whenever it's time to daven, umokum zeh nikra beis haknesses, and we call this place beis haknesses. Vafilu hamiyut yichom lachuf es hamarubim, and even a minority of the 10 can impose this on the majority. We're not going to take a vote. Do most of us want to build a shul or not? It's a requirement that they need to fulfill. The notes in the back discuss whether this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, is this a mitzvah d'rabbanon, what exactly is the mitzvah to build the Beis HaKnesses. Some say it's part of the mitzvah of Asa LeMikdash. Others say it's only mitzvah d'rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Tshuvas Avdei Nezer says it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But the mitzvah isn't the actual construction. The mitzvah is to make sure there's a shul. And therefore you can have non-Jewish workers do the construction. If the mitzvah was to actually build it, you'd have to have Yidden doing the work. So Avdei Nezer says, even if the mitzvah d'rabbanan to build the shul is that the shul should be built and the workers could be non-Jews. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, Livnos V'chulu, Ayin Bircha Yosef Shekasa, Bik Yosef writes, the Yesh Misha Kasa, and Livnos Beis HaKnesses, Ayde Ovid Gedulim. There are those who write that a shul should not be built by non-Jews. Befrat Lasos Kamin Kib, Lefnei Hechel Noi, especially when you build a dome for beauty, Bevade Ro'u Li Zoher, you should be careful that a yid should do it. But just to fix up the roof, that can be done by non-Jews. The Mishnah Berurah continues, if cotton bays, livnos. Vim ein bekoichem livnos. Let's say they don't have the ability to build. Then at a minimum, they should hire a location where they can daven. If they don't have the means to build a shul, they should hire a place to daven. The Moshe has a tshuva that you cannot hire a room in a conservative temple for this purpose. In many communities, that was the problem. The big conservative community and a handful of frum people, and they don't have the money to build a shul. The Moshe said they cannot rent a room in a conservative temple for minyanim. Mishnah Berurah continues, V'kasu ha'poyos, and the poyos can write, the bevinyan beis ha'knesses goyim l'fimam l'chuda. When you build a shul, the fees that are collected from the community are based on your income. Ubeschirus beis haknesses, but when it comes to renting a place to daven, goyvin chetzi lefimam and chetzi menefashos. There, half of it is according to income, and half of it is by the people. Meaning, everyone has to contribute something, but half of it will be depend on your income. So, what's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to building, it's purely by income? When it comes to renting, we go by people and income. So, the notes on the side explain. Brings them around Padova, that when it comes to building, the poor people are not going to contribute. They could say, we don't need such a fancy building, we can't afford a big building. Besides, the poor people are maybe transient, they can't find work, they'll leave town, go someplace else. The wealthy people are here. They're not going anywhere. Their investments are here, their business is here, and therefore they're more committed. When it comes to renting, so there, it's not like you're arguing about how much money to spend on how beautiful to make it and so on. So then, even the aniyim have a chelik that they should pay. But if it's to build, so then it goes by income. Those who contribute will be depending on their income. Mishnah Berurah continues, Kasa Magen Avraham Sof Simen Kufnun Dalid B'Shem HaRivash. The Magen Avraham at the end of Simen Kufnun Dalid quotes the Rivash. Hama'akev Livnos Beis HaKnesses, someone who holds back from building a shul, someone who doesn't let, he interferes with those who want to build a shul. Afilu Yesh Beis HaKnesses Acheres Be'ir, even if there's another shul in the city. Moneyahu Rabim Ilasos Mitzvah, he's considered one who is preventing the tzibur from doing a mitzvah. Umasik Shamani concludes over there. If the existing shul is big enough for everyone, then adraba, you're not allowed to break off and make another minyan. The Shartzion explains the reason in Sifkan Gimel. Mishum Duravam Hadas Melech. First of all, when you have a bigger tzibur davening, it's more covered shemayim. Second of all, if you break off from an existing shul, you create all kinds of stumbling blocks. Vehazekos and damage the tzedakos for various charities, ulimud Torah for learning Torah, betzibur and then the tzibur, okay, got on things like that. Because what's going to happen is the break off is not going to contribute like the main shul who has achrayas to the community, and they're going to miss out on shiurim, not to mention the Berurah Hamahadis Melech. So you don't stand break off from an existing minyan. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm a Chuvis Radvas Chayel Gimel some tough iron base." If you look in Chuvis Radvas Chayel Gimel. Sheherach Bedinim Elu, he goes to great lengths in these halachas. Ubesof Derov Kosev, he writes at the end. V'kolzeh bizman shekulam leiv echad hu. This is only a requirement to stay together when there's one united heart. Shekilusin Olo Yafa, so their praise of Hashem comes out beautifully. Al chalak libam, but if their hearts have parted, Yoseh Tovu shispal kol kalfani asma v'chul, it's better that they should daven independent of each other. Don't make a mistake in my words and say that I think it's a good thing to break off. Chas v'shalom. The pasuk says in the Navi Hosea, "Chabur atzabim Ephraim hanachlo." When they band to avodah zarah Ephraim, we can't give them mussar anymore. Chalak libam ata ye'eshamu. Also in Hosea, when their hearts have parted, so they'll be desolate. I don't believe in this break off. They have to strive to work out their differences that could daven together to serve Hashem. But if it's impossible, not stop bickering and arguing. In such a case, you have to pick the lesser evil. That's his language in the tshuva. Also goes into detail about this. So the Rav gives a case when they're so bitterly embattled that there's no peace. So then there's no choice. You can't daven like that. What kind of davening is that? So in such a case, they've stopped davening, they go somebody else and daven. But if they can work out the issues, and when they should work out the issues, then they do daven together. They should not break off. On top of that, you ask the question, like, when should you? Sometimes you have terrible stories that in the old days when the shul leadership decided to take down the mechitza. So you can't stay in such a shul. You could fight it, take it to court, take it to Supreme Court. But eventually, you can't stay. You can't stay in a shul if they decide to take down the mechitza. But the idea today of just a break off, why? Because you want to down a little faster, a little slower, that those are not legitimate reasons to break apart from a minyan.
So, if there's too many people in the shul?
If the shul can't fit,
then it's okay?
Then it's a discussion. They have the conflict. Do you build, do you expand, or do you just make another minyan? Right, that's something else. And a chanani, that's a different story. Seif katan gimel, uksuvim. They have to purchase Torah Nevi'im ksuvim. Kadesh yiku behem kol misha yitzim et tzibur. It has to be available so whoever wants to learn from them can. This was in their days. The only thing that was written was Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. But today, the Torah Shel Peh is also written. There's an obligation for the community to purchase Sfarim of the Talmud and their commentaries, the Katan of the Gedolim, to learn from them and teach the young and the old. Now, places where Sfarim are available, we're not going to force a tax on the community, so to speak, to fund the library. Except for Sefer Torah. Because if there are other swarm available, then they'll get them from the city, from the people in the city will have the swarm. The notes on the side quotes that the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in our days there's an obligation to acquire Tanakh with Perish Rashi. It's not enough to get Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. You have to get Tanakh with Perish Rashi. Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and the other necessary svarim. I suspect that today we'll add Mishnah Berurah to the list of necessary svarim. Behalacha has an additional point that not only is there an obligation to purchase the svarim, there has to be a place for them to learn. If the shul does not have room for a Beis Medrash or any other reason they can't learn there, then they have to build a Beis Medrash. Because what benefit do you have by buying svarim if there's no place to learn with them? So that's another requirement in the shtot. You have to make sure there's a place that you can learn as well. So if Beis, Ein Boinim Beis HaKnesses Ela B'Gavah Shel Ir, the shul is built on the highest point in the city, U'Magbiyin Oso Ad She'Gavah Mikol Bati Ir She'Mishtam Shem Behem, and it should be built taller than the tallest building in the city that the people use. Lapuki Biranios, we're not going to include in this Biranios, Perish Binyanim Ha'asuim L'Noi. These are tall, after steeples or the like, structures that are there just for beauty, but they're not actually used. There's no living space or office space in them. Targum Sechios HaChemda, the Novi Yeshaya says Sechios HaChemda, the Targum is Birnoyos Shapirin, beautiful Birnoyos. So they had these beautiful towers or whatever they were. If they're not used, that's not an issue. We don't have to make a shul bigger than that. U'migdolon she'emishtam shebehem, or other towers that are not being used. So it should be taller than the houses of the city that people use, excluding the Birnoyos and the Migdolim, that you're not mishtamash mehem. If you don't use them, we're not worried about that. V'gag shehu meshup of enero l'tash. Now, if the roof is slanted and there's no use over there, misharon ad hamokam shehu ro'i l'tashmish. We calculate the highest point indoors that you can actually use. Tanashem yesh aliyah tachzagag, if there's some kind of attic under that roof, it can't be taller than the shul. The Rama adds, v'shas d'chak, in case of need, Oshiyesh mitzvahs malchus, or there's a decree from the government. Shenu asharim levnos beis hakenes kedina, you cannot build a shul kalocha. Mutter lehispalel bebayis afal pisha don baliyah gavav. You can actually daven in a house, even though there are people living upstairs, if that's necessary. Levad shinigo baliyah shalom benikias, as long as they keep the upstairs clean and neat. Kamoshi esparas of simen kufnan alf, as will be clarified at the end of kufnan alf. So this is the halachic zoning rules. That the rules of zoning is that you can't build a house bigger than the shul. The shul has to be the highest. And in the case of Shas D'chak, so then there may be a reason to make an exception. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifka and Dalet. Begavo shel ir. We want the shul to be on the high point. Shenemar barosh homiyos tikra. It says in Mishle that on the top of the bira, that's where you call out. From the tall, you make the building tall, that's where you call out to Hashem. Sifkan hei gavur mikol bot yir, taller than the house in the city. Shenemar, the romeim espace elokeinu, the pasuk in Ezra, to elevate the base Hashem. V'yesh mekoymos she'ein nisar mezen. Now there are places that are not careful with this. V'kos v'achorim shehatam, the achorim write the reason. T'kimen de yesham habi bot de ov de gilulim, she'gavoyim v'yesh ha'kneses, since they have many churches that are taller than the shuls. And I believe that was the zoning law in Europe, The church had to be the tallest building. So anyway, there's no more noticing that the shul is any big because there's other bigger buildings. So people made their houses taller. One should be careful as much as possible. Because the Gemara is very strict. Look over there. So on this note, in Golis we can't control it. You know, there are going to be buildings that are not in our control that will be bigger. But the question is, let's say it is in your control. Let's say you're building a community in Eretz Yisrael. You'll build, I don't know, Bayit Vegan, whatever it is. So do we impose this halacha that you make sure that the shuls are the highest structures? The notes bring like this. Rabbi Yosef said, there's a Me'iri we can rely on, that the Iker isn't the height of the building. It's talking about the room inside. If the shul has a taller ceiling space than any home in the neighborhood, that's called bigger. So you have these big apartment buildings in Eretz Yisrael. And the shul's not as big as the apartment buildings. But every apartment, the ceiling is, 8 feet off the floor, whatever it is. In the shul, it's 12 feet, 15 feet. A much vaulted ceiling. It says, that's good enough. But Yosha said, that's called gevoah. That's called bigger than the homes in the city. That's a very nice leniency. It's based on a Meiri, and he says that's the head that you can rely on. There are other poskim who were upset about it. Zalman was upset. What did Megal about? Why aren't we careful to make the shuls bigger? But this is a nice word, that it's not totally in the actual size of the building as much as it's totally in the room of the building is clearly more magnificent than these apartment buildings stacking up tiers one on top of the other.
So it's totally in every shul in the city, or is it totally in just making sure that biggest shul?
So there's another point, that even if you have one shul, that would be enough for the whole shtut. In the notes he brings from Esfas Emes, that if one of the shuls in the city is bigger than all the Bati Ha'ir, that's it. You don't need that every shul is bigger. As long as there's one shul that's bigger, that's good enough. So Chaznish said that in Bnei Brak, since Panovish and Slabotka were bigger than the other houses, that's good enough for the rest of the city. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav Asui Lanoi. Towers that are there just for beauty are not counted in the Cheshbon. But something to say, Lanoi Ba'alma is just for beauty's sake, that no one's no use inside. Even though the house is big, that doesn't bother us. The ikar is the space that you use. Sifgan Zayin Al Gabov. In some places, the shul is downstairs and there's people living upstairs. B'shas Techak, that's okay. But something to say, Vim Kain HaBeis, so it comes that the shul is below the dwelling place. Afilu HaChishari, in Shas Techak, that's okay. Se'iv Gimel. If someone built a home bigger than the shul, some say we can force him to shrink it down, take off a floor. You made the shul, that one corner of the shul is taller than the other houses. Either the whole shul is not tall, but one part of the shul is, that's good enough. They lift up just one corner of the shul. That's good enough. But that building has to be something you use. It's a roof area that you use, or an aliyah, an upper room, another floor. Not enough to stick a flagpole in a corner. You didn't gain anything by that. That's not going to do the job. Put up an antenna. Oh, we made this a little bigger and now my house is gigantic. That doesn't work. It has to be usable space.